Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark.
Good day, Mike.
Another week, probably with patients with acute back pain, one of the most common symptoms seen in ambulatory practice. We're going to talk today about a particular group of medications that are often used to help treat lower back pain, specifically the muscle relaxants. These are a diverse group of medicines. All of them have sort of similar physiologic effects, perhaps including some analgesia, perhaps a degree of skeletal muscle relaxation, but most certainly some depression of the central nervous system. They include the benzodiazepines, but they also include other drugs like cyclobenzaprine and baclofen and others. I personally do not start these medicines as initial therapy. I find that they are enormously sedating. And as we've talked about more than once in these poems, one of the major goals of treating patients with acute back pain is to get them up and moving. And this seems to me to be working in the opposite direction. Risks of these medications increase as age increases. The drugs are more generally like a central nervous system relaxant than a muscle relaxant. Again, we've talked a little bit about some of the side effects, but these include very high up on the list, sedation and dizziness. And there's some discussion in the literature about dependence, not so much addiction, but dependence of these drugs. There are clearly a need for large, high-quality trials. That's probably not going to happen with these drugs. So given what we now know, what is the role of muscle relaxants in the treatment of acute back pain? You found an article, it was published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine, 2019, starts on page 512. It attempts to answer the question, is treatment for acute lower back pain more effective with a combination of ibuprofen and a muscle relaxant as compared with ibuprofen alone to improve functional outcomes and to reduce pain? Mark, do we need to use these more?
No. So they found 320 patients who came to one of two EDs. They all had less than 2 weeks of non-radicular low back pain. The average person, the sort of mean duration of pain was about 3 days. They all had a score of at least 6 out of 24 on the Roland Morris Disability Questionnaire, which is a back pain specific survey instrument. And over 90% had a score of 10 or higher. So it was moderate to severe back pain. They were all given ibuprofen 600 milligrams to be taken up to 3 times a day. We've had recent poems that have shown us that 400, 600, 800 are all equivalent, particularly in patients with acute musculoskeletal pain. They were also randomized to get either placebo or one of three muscle relaxants, baclofen 10 milligrams, metaxalone 400 milligrams, or tizanidine 2 milligrams. And they were told to take 1 or 2 capsules up to 3 times a day of those, I'm air quoting, muscle relaxants or placebo. 1 week later, questionnaire scores improved in all of the groups. The improvement ranged from 10 to 11 points across the groups compared with baseline. So basically, no difference between groups. By the end of the study, about 34% of patients still reported moderate to severe back pain. The study was powered to find at least a difference of 5 points on the questionnaire, which would be clinically significant. So there's a really adequately powered and showed no difference between placebo and these muscle relaxants. Bottom line, we also found a study in 2015 in JAMA that we covered in Poems, and it also found no benefit to adding a different muscle relaxant, cyclobenzaprine, to patients in the ED with acute non-radicular low back pain. Adding a muscle relaxant doesn't improve functional outcomes or pain. It doesn't lessen the number of people reporting moderate to severe back pain a week later. And we should just stop using these medications. They're not terribly safe. They're not at all effective.
We've alluded often to the fact that changing people's behavior, including physicians, is not easy. And you know, once a patient has a drug like this and they're convinced that it works, it's really hard to have them come in and not get that when they leave.
several things operating here. One is that when we work with an individual patient and we have a highly subjective outcome like pain, and we give them a pill, and there's that placebo effect. So they may be benefiting from that placebo effect. I guess if you feel like you have to prescribe something, at least give a less sedating placebo that's less likely to impair their judgment or driving. You know, maybe gabapentin, 300 milligrams once a day or something like that. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you know, we're also, I think another thing going on is we're being, you know, encouraged to prescribe fewer opioids. So physicians still feel a compulsion to give some medication. And so we're ending up using things that are ineffective, like gabapentin, and that's been shown to be ineffective in acute low back pain, like muscle relaxants. It's unfortunate.
We're sort of stuck here. Thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.